You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Have your Swiggy and Zomato orders been delayed lately? And you frequently see that all partners are busy message on the apps. Stay tuned to find out why your food delivery is taking longer than usual. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, cryptocurrencies, rising prices of goods and services, and an exclusive investigative report on EV fires. First up, here's a CNBCTV18 special report on electric vehicle fires. Some of India's top electric two-wheeler makers may have worked around the loosely framed rules, and that could have played a big role in the recent spate of fires. A source in the testing agency, Automotive Research Association of India, that is ARAI, told CNBCTV18.com that while almost all companies submit grade A cells for testing, many may not be necessarily using the same in all vehicles produced and sold. He, however, refused to identify any firm that might be doing so. Without adequate information, it is unfair to say or assume that all companies show one set of cells for testing and use others during production. However, a lack of clear rules and monitoring may have allowed some of the smaller players to engage in this practice. A government source also said that the possibility of companies indulging into such practices cannot be ruled out. According to the source, there's a need to strongly enforce surprise checks to prevent companies from using B-grade cells. All data regarding the cells, their quality, price, and place of purchase is available with the companies. Moving on, here's how the stock market fared on May 11th. Sensex and Nifty ended lower for the fourth straight session today. Sensex ended 276 points lower at 54,088, whereas Nifty closed 72 points lower at 16,167. Shree Cement, Bajaj Finserv, Larsen & Toubro, Bajaj Finance and NTPC were among the top Nifty losers. Investors lost 1.9 lakh crore rupees in wealth as the total market capitalization of BSE listed companies dropped to 246 lakh crore rupees according to provisional exchange data. One of the stocks in focus was Asian Paints, which reported its quarterly results yesterday, that is May 10th. While the overall result was strong, one stain seems to have irked investors on the B Street. The paintmaker's stock rose yesterday, but erased the gains today as an exceptional item strained its net profit. The company was left with a marginal 0.5% rise in net profit due to a one-time loss of 115 crore rupees during the January to March 2022 period. In intraday trade, Asian Paints stock declined more than 3% while it ended 1% lower. Meanwhile, logistics services player Delhivery has launched its IPO at a time when there's a nervousness in the market about where to put one's money in. Delhivery shares traded at a 15 rupees premium in the grey market, but it was declining with heightened selling inequities, a dealer told CNBCTV18.com. The fall in grey market premium may be reflective of the nervousness to invest in Delhivery's up to 5,235 crore rupees IPO. What is surprising though is that the Gurugram-based company's IPO is almost equivalent to a bunch of logistic companies combined together, and that is spooking investors. Moving on, people have now started to ask if it makes more sense to look at real estate as an investment avenue instead of equity, especially when foreign institutional investors, that is FIIs, are steadily exiting Indian shares while the Lal Street is once again talking about elevated stock valuations. Experts and industry veterans are banking on the improving demand for the property market, even though the space faces three key challenges of surging input costs, hikes in COVID-era interest rates, and the possibility of another deadly wave of the pandemic. Anuj Puri, who's the chairman of property consultant Anarock Group, told CNBCTV18.com that he has seen a marginal rise in interest from retail investors to take long-term positions in real estate, and that volatility in the stock market has reinstated that physical assets such as real estate are much more stable and also do not completely erode capital as may be the case with equity investments. Next up, a look at why your food deliveries are being delayed. Well, it is taking longer than usual because there is an acute shortage of delivery executives across major metros, causing service delays and hurting the number of orders that these platforms are able to take from customers. In an indication that platforms are indeed facing a delay, Swiggy said it is temporarily suspending its hyperlocal delivery offering, Swiggy Genie, in Mumbai, Hyderabad, and Bangalore. There are several factors why this is happening. According to Teamly Services, this is a combination of the economy opening up, new business model experiments floating in a spike in domestic consumption, increasing the demand for delivery services. Meanwhile, ShadowFax, which provides delivery workforce to these food delivery apps, says there's currently a 20 to 25% churn happening in the gig workforce. With the economy opening up and jobs coming back into the picture, many who entered the gig workforce because there were no other jobs are now moving away as jobs are becoming available. And those who are still part of the gig workforce are being lured by several new apps in the quick commerce or mobility space, flush with funds offering higher incentives. Next up, a look at developments on the political front. The Supreme Court has today rejected the government's plea for continuing with the sedition provision and has stayed Section 124A of the Indian Penal Code. The court has directed the centre to keep the sedition provision in abeyance and allowed the government to reconsider the provision. All pending cases booked under this section are to be kept in abeyance until the government reviews the section. The top court said that it hopes and expects that no further FIRs will be filed under 124A. Next up, here's an update from the crypto industry. Coinbase, which is a US-based cryptocurrency exchange, exited India within 3 days of its launch. Brian Armstrong, the co-founder and chief executive, has now said that they made an exit because of informal pressure from the government and the Reserve Bank of India. CNBC TV 18 has reached out to RBI but is yet to hear back. Coinbase launched its crypto trading service in India on April 7th, which allowed its clients in India to buy crypto via UPI. It rolled back operations after the National Payments Corporation of India, that is NPCI, the body that oversees UPI, said it was not aware of any crypto exchange using UPI. Armstrong says that the informal pressure from the government and RBI could be in violation of Supreme Court's ruling, which had overturned the central bank's ban on cryptocurrency. Now moving on to the impact of rising prices of goods and services. An EY report has pointed out that majority of Indian consumers are bullish about their financial situation the next year, but have raised concerns over the rising cost of goods and services, which is affecting their purchasing decisions. Uncertainty around managing rising costs is driving over 80% of Indians to save more money, according to the EY findings. Moreover, health and wellness continue to be the focal point, and Indian consumers are willing to pay a premium for high quality and organic food, even amid inflationary pressure. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.